Spring Readings. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Birdies, build your nests. Weave together straw and feather. Doing each your best. Doing each your best. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Flowers are coming too. Pansies, lilies, daffodillies. Spring is nearly through. Spring is nearly through. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. All around the fair. Shiver, quiver on the river. Spring is everywhere. Spring is everywhere. March. Week 1. Monday. 1. Man and Nature. Reading. The intimacy between man and nature began with the birth of man on the earth and becomes each century more intelligent and far-reaching. To nature, therefore, we turn as to the oldest and most influential teacher of our race. From one point of view, once our taskmaster, now our servant. From another point of view, our constant friend, instructor, and inspirer. The very intimacy of this relation robs it of a certain mystery and richness which it would have for all minds if it were the reward of the few instead of being the privilege of the many. To the few it is, in every age, full of wonder and beauty. To the many it is a matter of course. The heavens shine for all, but they have a changing splendor to those only who see in every midnight sky a majesty of creative energy and resource which no repetition of the spectacle can dim. If the stars shone but once in 1,000 years, men would gaze awestruck and worshipful on a vision which is not less but more wonderful because it shines nightly above the whole earth. In like manner, and for the same reason, we become indifferent to that delicately beautiful or sublimely impressive sky scenery which the clouds form and reform, compose and dissipate, 1,000 times on a summer day. The mystery, the terror, and the music of the sea, the secret and subduing charm of the woods, so full of healing for the spent mind or the restless spirit, the majesty of the hills, holding in their recesses the secrets of light and atmosphere, the infinite variety of landscape, never imitative or repetitious, but always appealing to the imagination with some fresh and unsuspected loveliness, who feels the full power of these marvelous resources for the enrichment of life, or takes from them all the health, delight, and enrichment they have to bestow.
Tuesday, 2. The Friend Who Followed. Reading. When Ray was about 7, he had a very close friend. Ray and Mike went to an all-boys school and were in the same class. Mike was to Ray what people would call the best friend. They were still young, so they did not talk about money or girls or human relationships or the other complicated things in life. But they lived near each other, traveled to and from school together, played together, were together in school, and spent time in each other's homes. Once in school, Ray encountered an academic disappointment and was very down. He just walked round and round the school compound. Mike followed Ray, far enough not to stifle him, but near enough never to let Ray out of his sight. Ray was very irritated at that time. He just wanted to be alone. At one point, he got so worked up that he even blurted out, "Just leave me alone!" But Mike just silently walked on behind Ray, still never uttering a word. It was only after many years, almost 2 decades later, that Ray truly began to understand the profound lesson on friendship which had been shown to him that day. Ray and Mike had already drifted by then, barely seeing each a couple of times every year, and even then only in big groups of friends. But Ray still remembered that episode with gratitude, a warm feeling in his heart, and sometimes tears in his eyes. Mike had taught him that true friendship does not only show up when one wants or needs it. A true friend will be around when he thinks you need him, regardless of whether you want it or not, or whether you would admit it or not. He will be there even when you chase him away, as long as he feels his presence will help you. But he will not speak if you do not want him to. He will give you the peace that you desire, and certainly he will not impose himself or his views on you. The true friend will do what Mike did, following a distance behind, giving you space and peace, but always nearby, casting a silent eye on you to make sure you are all right, that you do not do anything silly, making sure he is around if you need him, and being ready to pick you should you fall any time, to wipe your tears should they flow. Till this day, Ray is still grateful, and he will always be.
Wednesday, 3, Sleeper. Reading. The preacher was vexed because a certain member of his congregation always fell asleep during the sermon. As the man was snoring in the front row one Sunday, the preacher determined he would teach him not to sleep during the sermon. So, in a whisper, he asked the congregation, "All who want to go to heaven, please rise." Everyone got up except the snorer. After whispering, "Be seated," the minister shouted at the top of his voice, "All those who want to be with the devil, please rise." Awaking with a start, the sleepy head jumped to his feet and saw the preacher standing tall and angry in the pulpit. "Well, sir," he said, "I don't know what we're voting on, but it looks like you and me are the only ones for it." Thursday, 4. Ilana Wexler's speech at 2004 Democratic Party Convention. Reading. My name is Ilana Wexler. I'm 12 years old, and I am the founder of Kids for Carrie. Kids for Carrie is a grassroots organization of kids that support John Kerry, want to help their futures, and get active in politics. When my parents went to see Teresa Hines Carey speak, they told me that she was amazing and that they thought John Kerry would make a great president. I decided to find out more about John Kerry. I talk about what I learned by using my ABCs. A is America. John Kerry is a hero to America, and he will help our futures. He is a great and positive role model. B is better education. John Kerry wants to make class sizes smaller so that children get the best part out of learning. He wants to help teachers because being a teacher is educating children and letting them out into the world to do good things. C is compassion towards children. John Kerry wants to make sure that health care is not a privilege, but it is something that we can all afford. This summer, I was supposed to go to my favorite camp, but instead, I decided to go to the John Kerry office every day. Kids can really help. On kidsforkerry.org, we have an interactive presidential quiz. There are 270 questions for the electoral votes John Kerry will win, plus 25 questions to make up for Florida from the last election. Our next goal is to have a petition for National No Name Calling Day, a day that the candidates don't say anything negative about one another. When our vice president had a disagreement with a Democratic senator, he used a really bad word. If I said that word, I would be put in a timeout. I think he should be put in a timeout. The last time I saw John Kerry, he grabbed my arm and said, "See you at the convention," and here I am. What will be even more amazing will be the inauguration in January, when we have a new president, knowing that kids have made a difference in this election. To summarize, Teresa Heinz Kerry, inspirational, amazing. John Kerry, American hero, next president. Kids need positive. Kids need positive role models in politics. And our vice president deserves a long time out. Kids, this is about our futures. Make sure all adults you know get out and vote. We can have a voice today. Thank you.
Friday, 5. Self-control. Reading. Self-control is essential to happiness and usefulness. It is the master of all the virtues and has its root in self-respect. Let a man yield to his impulses and passions, and from that moment he gives up his moral freedom. It is the self-discipline of a man that enables him to pursue success with superior diligence and sobriety. Many of the great characters in history illustrate this trait. In ordinary life, the application is the same. He who would lead must first command himself. The time of test is when everybody is excited or angry. The well-balanced mind comes to the front. There is a very special demand for the cultivation of this trait at present. The young men who rush into business with no good education or drill will do poor and feverish work. Endurance is a much better test of character than act of heroism. A fair amount of self-examination is good. Self-knowledge is a preface to self-control. Too much self-inspection leads to morbidness. Too little conducts to careless and hasty action. There are two things which will surely strengthen our self-control. One is attention to conscience. The other is a spirit of goodwill. The man who would succeed in any great undertaking must hold all his faculties under perfect control. They must be disciplined and drilled until they quickly and cheerfully obey the will.